Hello, and welcome to
Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Sisters for Society Corporation. We are here with you live. We're in Peachtree City right now at this location at the library, and we're going to host our show from here. My name is Kavian Baker. I am part founder of Sisters for Society Corporation. I have here with me Tippi Vermillion, who is also part founder of Sisters for Society Corporation.
Hi.
I want to start off by telling you, first off, thank all of you who supported our 50-50 fundraiser that we had. We did draw our winner today from an anonymous lady that was here with us. She drew the name, and the name that she drawn was Stephen. So we want to say congratulations to Stephen. He was notified via email, and he will collect his money. We raised $140, so part of the 50-50 raffle was he will receive $73 on Monday. Yay, Stephen! Now, moving on to let everyone know who we are and our purpose, our mission, what we're going to be doing in the community, because a lot of people do not know much about it. So I'm going to let Tippi tell you who we are.
Thanks, Kay. Started in March of this year. We started in March of this year because Kay and I both have a passion to get out in our community and talk to our kids and our adults about the social norms that are currently shouldn't be social norms. We want to help our teenagers and our middle schoolers understand that there are certain paths in life that they don't need to take, and show them the steps to take the right paths in life, as well as the women in our community who may have lost their way or may be in a difficult situation and don't know how to get out of that situation. So we want to help them find their path in society again and make them understand that, you know, there are people out there to support them and help them. And that's where we're headed with our group. We want to make sure that they understand that there's always somebody there for them. There's always somebody there to talk to. There's resources out there that they may not know how to use. And we want to make sure that they understand that there are people that care about them.
Thank you, Tippi.
You're welcome.
So part of our purpose and our mission, as Tippi has mentioned, it is to help women and children and individuals with the different life situations that come about. So you will see us in the communities. You will see us doing fundraisers for different people, for different things. And most of our fundraisers will cater to individuals, like our 50-50 raffle. We will always try to split and give back into our community. So it doesn't matter your income. It doesn't matter your situation. Everyone's life is different, and every tragedy is different, and we understand the financial hardships that come about. So that's where we want to be there for you, for our public, for our community. Hopefully within the next 5 years, you will see us more and more and more. That's what we want. We want you to see us in the schools. We will probably, hopefully, be doing the workshops and seminars and retreats. So you just have to look out for us. We are on Facebook. You can go to our website as well, and our website is sistersforsocietycorp.org. We also have a phone number where you can contact us at anytime. Our number is 1-866-811-6123. Again, our website address is www.sistersforsocietycorp.org. And our phone number is 1-866-811-6123. At our number, you will be able to talk to either myself or Tippy, whoever you may feel. If you have questions about anything, please do not hesitate to call us, to ask us. You can also send us an email at our general mailbox, which is sistersforsocietycorp@gmail.com. Our long-term goal, and we just kind of want to put that out there so that everyone know why we're doing so many fundraisers and doing so much in our community, is we want to open up a transitional center. Our center will house women and children who will need to remove themselves from negative situations, and that's where we want to be there to help them. We will implement a program that will help them deal with improving their social skills, managing money, and different adversities in life. So that's our goal, and we would really love your help and your support when you see us doing fundraisers. Please support. Another thing that we would like for our community to know about us is we are your everyday people. We also have life situations and different tragedies that may go on in our personal lives and personal situations. So we will always try to keep everyone informed. If you have something personal that you don't want us to discuss on air, let us know. And things that you do want the public to know, we will help you get your word out if it's a testimony or whatever, what have you. So all you have to do is you can always call us when we're on the air. Our call-in number to call and speak to us on air is 516-453-9160. Again, our call-in number, whenever you want to talk to us while we're on air, is 1-516-453-9160. So just to go about giving you a little bit of a background of me and Tippy, I'm going to let you know about myself first, since I'm still talking. So
doing so well.
I started out, I was in Girl Scouts from a brownie all the way up to a cadet. I've always loved doing work in the community. I used to visit the nursing homes with the church and take the fruit baskets and things of that nature. We did arts and crafts. We were always giving back. I've also, a couple of the things that I've done in my growing up is we did the feeding the community from our church that I grew up in. And it was always, it's a warmth that I felt. It's a connection that I can't even explain to you, but it made me happy to see other people happy. And I've continued my life that way. I have worked in nonprofit organizations before, and it's unbelievable how much joy you get from seeing someone happy or seeing that you can actually help someone that you probably couldn't help before in your life. So, and that's just a little bit about me. That's, I am a helper. I am a giver. I am a person that I feel like you can talk to and call me at any time. I got a few friends that will always tell you that anytime they call me, no matter how often or how not often we talk to each other, I've always been that person. I've always been there for them, and they have been there for me as well. Some things to look forward to with us being in this organization is just us being personal, us being us. You'll know our personalities by the way we are. So I'm going to let Tippi tell you a little bit about her and her background so you'll know about us.
Mine's a little similar to yours. I didn't do Girl Scouts. I'm from a Masonic and Eastern church, so I did Rainbow Girls. And same purpose with Girl Scouts. We did a lot of community service, a lot of giving back, a lot of community projects where we would go and do yard work for the elderly and, deliver fruit baskets, go to the nursing homes and do Christmas cards and Valentine's stuff, and also going to the children's homes at, like, Christian City, and the Masons have a children's home in Macon, going down there and seeing the kids and getting stuff for them. So, and also in my personal life, I've had friends who succumbed to bullying and peer pressure and of that nature, and unfortunately taken their lives. And so I understand, that's what our community needs, and it seems like we have an influx of that here recently, of children feeling the need that that's the best answer versus turning to their parents or another adult or a friend. Or doing silly things by going in and shooting up places and then taking their own lives.
Yeah.
So that's where my background comes from. So, I've always wanted to help and continue that. I still work very closely with my son's scout group, and I do still work hand-in-hand with the Rainbow Girls and the DMLA and stuff like that, because that's what our society needs. Our children need to know that there are adults there that care, and there are adults that volunteer in those groups that need to know that other adults care, that it's not just them. So that's me.
All right. So that's a little bit about us. We, as you can tell, we are both very family-oriented, and we are also people-oriented. So look for us. Join us on our radio station and call in. And we also have discussions on our website as well. So we'll put those out there just to keep your mind thinking, keep you involved with what we are doing as well. We have a lot of things that we need to discuss and address in our society and our communities. And hopefully you will allow us to be there. So we look forward to talking to you.
And our Facebook page, like it. We make announcements on there. We have our upcoming events listed on our webpage. And we can be reached pretty much any time. Email through website, messages through Facebook, calling us at our number, leaving messages. We're available to you. Whenever, if you need somebody to talk to, we're here for you if you need us.
All right. Well, this is Tavian, and this is Tippi signing off for Sisters for Society Corporation. Thank you. Enjoy your day.